Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com gearing up for election 2020, and there's just one contested countywide race in Mercer County here in 2020. Of course, early voting continuing until next Monday, November the 2nd, and polls for in-person voting open 6 a.m. to 7 p.m., and the Republican candidate for Mercer County State's Attorney is Grace Simpson. We get a chance to visit with her today, a local kid, right? Tell us a little bit about your background. Grew up just down the road from Alita, right?
Yep. Alexis, right outside of Alexis, family farm. We had cattle, a little bit of sheep and pigs growing up. We also have corn and soybeans, which my family still is involved in. We still have some cows on the farm, so we're right in the middle of harvest right now.
So when did a kid on the farm say, I want to grow up to be an attorney?
Honestly, about 7 years old is when I decided this was what I wanted to do. And even while I was in law school, state's attorney never left my sights. I worked in state's attorney's offices while I was in law school, and I've loved it ever since.
So professionally right now, tell us a little bit where you're at and kind of how you got there. So law school to where you're at now.
So in law school, I attended Southern Illinois University in Carbondale. While I was there, I worked for Williamson County State's Attorney's Office. We got to handle a really wide range of cases there. My one that sticks out to me was we prosecuted a veterinary for having wild animals without a license. And so we had some really strange cases and got a wide variety of experience there. I moved to the Hamilton County State's Attorney's Office, which was unique because it was close to Benton, which I got a little federal experience in there. Small county, so we handled everything, me and the state's attorney alone. From there, I went to Henry County, where I was hired right out of law school or right after passing the bar. I quickly moved up there into felony prosecution. So I do everything. The way that it works in Henry County there is we just split the cases down the middle. So even in odd numbers, so we don't split up cases by subject really. So I've done everything there, and I've really enjoyed my time there. I've gotten to do multiple. I'm in the 10-plus range for jury trials. I've done drug cases, burglaries, thefts. I've done some sex offender bench trials, things like that. I've really enjoyed it.
So how many years have you been at Henry County then now?
So December will be 3 years.
3 years. And then, so you... You know, you've been working in the Henry County Prosecutor's Office. When did you decide, or what was the decision-making process for you, I guess, deciding to come back home and want to serve Mercer County and become the sitting state's attorney here?
So it was actually a really easy decision for me. I have wanted to be able to give back to a county that gave me basically all my home roots here. While I do have a short connection to Henry County, that's where my mom's side of the family is from, and I do really enjoy it there. This is my home, and I want to be able to protect it, represent its people, serve it. As soon as I found out that there was an opening and that I was qualified for that opening, it didn't take much to convince me.
Now, just in terms of this, like, pandemic, COVID, how has that impacted your job, your profession, or what goes on in Henry County right now? And how is that, you think, going to impact Mercer County should you become elected here?
So I really commend Henry County. Obviously, it goes without saying, but crime doesn't stop because of COVID. So we've had to basically make or follow the guidelines in a way that allows us to still prosecute. And I think Henry County has done a really great job at that. We are a larger courthouse, but so is Mercer County. There are ways that we can still abide by the numbers. We've started specifically setting cases. We used to just set a bunch at 9:30, a bunch at 1. We've started setting at 9:30, 9:45, 10. So spreading the cases out, spreading our witnesses out, making sure we have attempted, just never has happened, to have a jury trial. So instead of bringing one whole pool of jurors in, we bring 30 in the morning, 30 in the afternoon for jury selection. You know, where there's a will, there's a way. We can make that happen. I don't think victims or criminals, for that matter, should be able to just kind of have a free pass at this, and victims still deserve to be made whole or have the avenue of their life closed. So we're trying to still move forward. And like I said, we've been pretty successful at that at Henry County. My experience has been that we're moving cases along at this time, and I'd like to bring that to Mercer County, kind of the procedures.
And then just as far as the partnerships and the relationships, working with law enforcement, can you elaborate a little bit about that role in the position and how you're going to handle that?
Sure. So, again, in Henry County, I feel that we have a great relationship with our police officers. They call us, we discuss things, we're on the same page about what it takes to do X, Y, and Z, what we need, because without the support of the prosecutors, police can't do very much, and without great, you know, police work, I think we have great police work, and from what I hear, Mercer County does as well. It's just about being consistent and communicating very well. We have that in Henry, and I've gotten out and been to some events, met with police officers in Mercer County during the election, and I think that that's easily something we can do in Mercer County.
Yeah. All right. So, you know, being in a small rural county, and this is just me speaking as a reporter, and I've been here for 30 years, so... You know, you can name the state's attorney who's been here, whether it be Greg McHugh, Barron Heights. I think I can go back to Mike Hare back in the early 90s. And, you know, and this is covering the people I've mentioned were pre-social media. But, you know, when I hear the reaction always to covering court is, one, all right, if it is a victim or a victim's family, they think that punishment wasn't harsh enough. Conversely, you go the other way and you hear from the defendant or the defendant's family, and they say, well, the prosecutor, this is by far too harsh of a sentence. You know, so in these rural counties, it's always interesting because a lot of times everybody knows everybody. So can you speak to what the balance is in those type of issues where, like I said, you'll run into these situations where the victim's family or the victim says, no way, man, not enough, regardless of what the sentence is, and conversely, the defendant's family will say, too harsh a sentence. So, you know, dealing with that balance, can you kind of speak to that a little bit?
Sure. So balance is super important. I think that it's important to remember what the state's attorney's office should stand for, and we represent the people. And so victim communication is really, really key for me. I know that in the Henry County State's Attorney's Office, we always okay cases or outcomes, plea deals with victims. If they don't like those, the state does have the right to proceed with that. But I think a lot of it is misunderstanding. A lot of people don't know what certain terms in the law mean. So I think it's really important to sit down specifically with victims and explain what this actually means, what will be expected of someone should they take a certain plea deal. So I think, first of all, communication is key. The balance is hard, but victims do have lots of rights that they can utilize if they feel something isn't going right, as well as defendants. Should a defendant want to make a statement or something like that to a judge, they are certainly allowed to do that, and they should exercise that right if I think that provides balance, as well as defendants' families. That goes for victims of crimes as well. They don't have to read them. The prosecutor can read them if they're uncomfortable. But I think communication in those areas is key, even with the people, you know, just communicating with the public is also a key.
And that's a perfect segue to court of public opinion, which has become much louder in 2020 because of social media versus court of law, yep. Right?
Yeah, definitely.
So what about Grace Simpson dealing with that? Because, you know... In the 30 years, there's always high-profile cases. I don't care what county you're in. Or there's a family that is well-known. and there's a lot of attention. Do you, how do you deal with court of public opinion versus court of law? Is it just court of law?
So that's a great question. I think a question that crosses everybody's mind as they, you know, read through things or get short excerpts of cases of high profile. I do think, obviously, as a case proceeds, there are sometimes things that the public just can't know, and I think that that's frustrating for the public. But that is your court of law. You know, that is not a gray line. That's black and white. There are lots of things, and that's for everyone's protection. But you know, I know that there's a time when a state's attorney's office can't speak out, can make statements, and I think that that needs to happen, especially in those profile cases, because, like I said, we do represent the people, and you know, just. Again, communication is absolutely key to being successful and to communicate, you know, to making everyone aware of what's going on.
So you're the challenger in the race.
I am.
Running against an incumbent. So is there anything that you want to do differently as it relates to the state's attorney's office?
Yes. So I think that at this point, I just don't think the issues that are plaguing Mercer County are being addressed. I think the state's attorney's office needs to be run more efficiently. I think we need to more aggressively attack the opioid crisis. And I think that crimes of violence need to be prosecuted in a more egregious manner. I just don't see that that's being done, and those are kind of the platforms I've stepped out and made a statement on.
All right. And so as we talk to you here, I always want to make sure, is there something I'm not asking you that you need that you want to present to the voting electorate? I mean, about Grace Simpson that I didn't ask you. I mean, here's a chance for you to say something to the voters.
What a great question.
Yeah, I always tell people it's open mic night every night.
Oh, at
well. Okay.
You know, it might not be completely pertinent to the state's attorney's office itself, but I think that I'm an extremely well-rounded candidate. I'm extremely well-educated. I have a degree in Spanish, economics, law. I think I'm just the total package here. I think that I'm the correct choice. I love what I do. I'm from this area. I just think that I'm the right choice.
Yeah, and then the other thing I was thinking about here is we talk about law enforcement relationship, but, you know, your relationship then with county board in approaching that with one, you know, overseeing, I guess, some of the meetings or all of the meetings, and then two, you know, the budgetary issues of, you know, I guess, operating the department within the means that are presented. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Sure. So to me, the state's attorney's office is more than just showing up 9 to 5 or 8 to 4:30 or whatever the office is that it keeps. I believe, and I've tried to stick to this throughout the election as well, COVID permitting. I've tried to go to town meetings, town board. I haven't been to a town board meeting, but I intend to. I've been to the smaller town meetings. Just to know the problems, to know what we need to be addressing outside of the state's attorney's office, because I'd like to address problems before they become problems, to know what's going on in all of our towns, have relationships with those people. That's really been a goal of mine, and I've been attending those meetings and trying to get out there with that as well.
All right. So we're winding down here about a minute as we wrap up our conversation with Grace Simpson. I guess the final question is, why should the voters of Mercer County punch their ticket for Grace Simpson on November the 3rd?
Well, like I said, I am from this area. I'm very well educated. I'm very passionate about what I do, and I am the right choice.
All right. And again, the election is Tuesday, November the 3rd. If you vote in person, again, 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Election Day, and early voting continues at the Mercer County Clerk's Office here in Aledo, and that runs up through Monday, November the 2nd. If you have any questions or issues as it relates to voting in Mercer County, you can contact the Mercer County Clerk's Office, again, 582-7021. 582-7021. Grace Simpson, thank you very much for coming in to the WRMJ studios. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
You're listening to WRMJ and WRMJ.com. I'm Jim Taylor.